You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back to Who's Talking, final segment, and we want to thank Dave Glenn for appearing on the show earlier tonight, and also UVA head wrestling coach Steve Garland. Steve Garland is an outstanding guy and just has done great things with the UVA wrestling program.
And real quick, next week I think you secured Terry Gates, friend of the program, to come in, and Terry always is terrific with his breakdown and analysis of the Virginia basketball program, so we'll have Terry to talk about the Miami game as well as the Florida State game and look ahead to Clemson and Syracuse next week. And we're probably, hopefully, to have Dirk Kattstra or maybe Craig Littlepage in the next week or two.
And we've also invited head coach of the lacrosse team, Dom Starsha, to appear in the next few weeks just prior to the first face-off of the season.
And baseball's right around the corner, so Brian O'Connor, hopefully we'll have him on soon.
We'll reach out to him. I'm working on, obviously tennis. UVA men's tennis is preseason ranked number one. Why wouldn't they be? And the women are number seven. And there's only a few programs in the country that have both men's and women's teams ranked in the top 20.
Hey, Brian Bolin is thinking dynasty.
I think so. Brian Bolin he's been unbelievable. We're also looking to get some other folks on the show. We're working on a number of fronts.
Reach out to people like Harold Dean and Curtis Staples, both of whom have been on before, but it'd be nice to have them back.
Possibly Billy Langlo, if we can ever find the whereabouts.
It's hard to track him down. I need to try to reach out to him through Wally Walker. But at any rate,
he's like D-Day on Animal House.
I'd
whereabouts
like to have Curtis
unknown.
Staples back. We could use a little perimeter shooter of Curtis Staples' ability at this stage.
He doesn't have any more eligibility, but
he could shoot it.
Boy, he could fill it up. All right, Hobbo, the big game tomorrow night. Wahoos are playing a team that has taken some really good steps forward. You got to give Coach Larrañaga credit. The Miami Hurricanes are 13-1. They're now number 8 in the AP poll.
Guard play, the talented basketball team. Coach Larrañaga, one of the best coaches in the country. I think Virginia, what I hope I will see from Virginia tomorrow night is a sense of urgency and desperation, because I trust that the players will understand how important this game is, not only within the ACC, but in the context of the whole season. Because, I mean, you have to go on the road to Florida State, which is not an easy assignment next Sunday evening. So Virginia's got to get this W.
Interesting statistic. The Cavaliers still rank 10th nationally in scoring defense, only giving up an average of 60.9 points. The problem is the Wahoos prior to last week were averaging 75.6 offensively per game, but that fell off last week, and those two lousy first halves doomed them. And
that's the other thing. These guys have to understand it's a 40-minute game, and you got to be ready to play from the opening tip-off. And I just did not get the sense. That's the thing that most disappointed me. And when you pick up the newspaper after the Georgia Tech game and read quotes from players like, "I think they played harder," and somebody, Isaiah Wilkins, "they just wanted it more." These are not the kind of quotes I want to hear from Virginia players. I want our guys to be desperate and be willing to get down into cracks for those loose balls. And, balls, rebounds, all those kind of things, it just shows a sense of we want to play harder than the other guys.
Set better picks. Make better cuts.
Be efficient on offense. All sorts of things.
Take better shots, for crying out loud.
Well, a lot of that is ball movement. Make the extra pass. Get the dribble penetration into the defense and kick it out.
The irony is when they played Notre Dame, Virginia basically was like a Cuisinart. They ate Notre Dame alive. The head coach for Notre Dame made an interesting comment. He said, at times, it was a little bit like men playing boys.
Well, and he said he was glad that Notre Dame's not going to play Virginia anymore this year in the regular season.
I bet you'd like to play them right now.
My fear is the Hokies and the Yellow Jackets might want to play us again this week, the way things are going. But, yeah, they just need to reverse it. Hopefully, this past week, these past two games were an aberration, and Tony and company will get it squared away and look more like the Virginia team we've seen the last several years tomorrow night.
you know, Jason Williford and the other coaches have got to step in there. They've got to identify what the issues are. I mean, Georgia Tech, that's not a great team.
Well, they were desperate. You know, they played Carolina tough on the road, Pitt tough on the road, so they were coming home 0-2, their first home game, so you had to know they were going to play hard, and you got to match that level of intensity. And I think Dave Glenn made a good point. Virginia's got to get some production from the guys other than Gil, Perantes, and Brogdon.
Well, I don't think he's going to get it from Jack Salt.
No.
And I don't know why Jack Salt was in the game for 8 minutes. Jack Salt, he probably can't score unless he's 2 feet from the basket. Isaiah Wilkins is in some kind of funk. He was one of three.
Well, he's out there for defense. Shayok.
But hold on. Time out, Hobbo. Hobbo, the guy was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Georgia. He can score. He's got a good jump shot. But he's got to contribute. Jared Reuter goes to the hoop. He's going to get you some garbage baskets.
He's a banger.
Evan Nolte did not even take a shot from the field in 16 minutes.
Yeah, Evan
what
Nolte.
What the heck is he doing?
That's one of the sad aspects of the last couple of years, his disappearance.
And Devin Hall didn't even take a shot from the field.
No, his shooting confidence has been lost ever since the Charleston tournament. But is it Shayok? I keep getting it.
Shayok,
he's got to be productive on the offensive end. And we've got to get Darius Thompson involved in the offense, too.
Yeah, you know, I think Virginia's going to come out with some intensity.
I would hope.
If not, I think the Virginia fans are going to unload on them. I think there's going to be these other teams aren't going to roll over. They're competing. And so Virginia needs to get back to competing the way they know how. And I think Tony
Bennett. You got to compete on every possession. That's the secret of Tony's career at Virginia is they fight on every possession. Last thing, Clemson win tonight or not?
I'm going to predict Clemson does pull the upset. I think Deshaun Watson goes off, and he's got to because that's the only way they're going to win. But yeah, I think he's capable. He's done it all year.
They're going to have to make some big plays, maybe get some turnovers, but it would be great for the ACC if they can get it done.
Absolutely. I predict the Wahoos beat Miami tomorrow night by 3. They're going to pull the upset and win at home.
I'll take it.
All right, go Wahoos.
Go Wahoos. We'll talk to you next week with Terry Gates.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Pauley Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.